JoJo's View is all about embracing fabulous in life through celebration, gratitude, and generosity. Host Joanne Nuaduck, transformative clarity specialist, has a vision to create a powerful community of women who have much to share with each other and in turn with the world. Joanne and her special guests will inspire, educate, and empower you with concepts, strategies, and engaging conversations designed to help you find clarity, transform your life, and embrace fabulous. Now here's your host, Joanne Nuaduck.
Hello and welcome to JoJo's View. I'm Joanne Nuaduck, and I am excited to introduce you to my next guest. On these shows, we talk about all things fabulous, and I can't think of anything more fabulous than having someone come in and get all my stuff in my house organized or prepare me for a move. Those are two things that so many of us find very stressful to handle. So a few weeks ago when I got talking with Rosa, our next guest, I was very excited to find out that she was interested in being on our show and sharing some of her tips of the trade. And also, she just has a very interesting story, and she epitomizes what Fabulous at 50 is all about following your dreams, no matter what age and what time in your life. So my next guest, I'm going to introduce her as Rosa Hidalgo Gallegos, and I'm going to have her say her name out in a more beautiful, fluent Spanish tongue in just a moment. But first of all, I want to share a little bit of her story. I asked her to send me some information, and she wrote such a beautiful story. I'd like to share it with you. And what she wrote to me was, I was born in Antofagasta, Chile. My family and I moved to Canada in 2003. I have a 17-year-old daughter and two boys aged 13 and 7, and one husband. Last year, I got really sick and I spent 2 months in and out of the hospital. Funny thing is that I knew that it wasn't just a health issue. It was my own body telling me that I had to do what I enjoyed. So I started researching about myself, about what I was good at. I realized I was really, really good at organizing people's spaces, home staging, and helping people to get ready for a move. I made the decision to start studying to become a professional organizer. And in 2015, I made my own company entitled Neat to the Bone. So Rosa, this is a fantastic story and I want to hear so much more about it. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Joanne, for having me. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. Now, I want to hear you say your name in your beautiful Spanish tongue.
Rosa Hidalgo Galleguillos.
That just sounds so much better when you say it. So, welcome to the show. I love what you're doing, and I think it's such a valuable service to people. And I want to know a little bit more. In your story, you said you wanted to research about yourself. Like, that's such a wonderful comment. So often we spend all our time doing things for others and being busy with life that we don't take time for ourselves. Can you share with us a little bit about how you did that? What made you realize this is what you were good at and what you were passionate about?
Yes, I was in and out of the hospital for 2 months, and my sister, she came to take care of me. So I was talking to her, and I was telling her, you know what? I know that this is not just being not healthy. It's something else. It's like I have another thing to do. I don't know what it is now, but I know that this is taking me somewhere else. So we were talking, and we talked about many, many things that day. And then I realized that I have to look what I was good at, because if my body was telling me you need to do something with your creativity, with your energy, with many things that you enjoy to do, that what was I supposed to do? Mm-hmm. So I start to think, and I realized that many, many times I heard my friends saying, oh, you're very good organizing my spaces. Please, can you come over? I need to set the baby's room. Can you do it for me? So all those kind of things. Sometimes I'm going to put my house in market. Can you please come over and help me out? So, or if a friend was moving, I was there to help out. So through all the comments from my friends, I realized that, yeah, that's a repetitive comment that I'm getting. Mm-hmm. So, and I really enjoyed to do that.
That's so fantastic.
Exactly. So if I enjoy it, then that's my call.
Absolutely. And I love the fact that you realize that you not fulfilling your dreams, you not using your own creativity was having an impact and stress on your physical health.
Yes. Absolutely.
And so now that you are embracing what you love in life, are you healthier?
Yes. Yes.
Excellent.
Way healthier. Yes. Even though I had to go through a surgery. Uh-huh. Every day I'm healthier and healthier.
That's so wonderful. So tell me a little bit about how does somebody, say, engage you, or do they just look you up and call you? How do you build up a relationship, actually, I guess, with someone? Because my thought is that when you invite, like if I invite you or an organizer into my house, that's a really personal space. How do you build their confidence in that? How do you create those relationships?
Well, first of all, I'm always going to their house first. And so that way they can know me and I can know them. Mm-hmm. And I'm always trying to connect with them in a positive way. And
yes,
one of the things that I do is to sign a confidentiality agreement. So that way they know that everything that I see, heard, or everything that happens in their house is going to be a secrecy between just them and me. Because
that's fantastic.
Yeah, because the homes are a very private part of our lives. So that's what I do. So that makes a very good trust between us. And mm-hmm. from then, we start to build a relationship.
That's fantastic. Because I can imagine, I know for myself, there's a few places in my house that are kind of scary as far as what needs to be organized. Mostly when you walk in my house, you see a very neat and organized, you'll open some drawers and they're beautiful. I just organized a kitchen drawer the other day. But the places that, you know, that scary drawer, that cupboard, that room, the storage room, sometimes there are things, it just gets out of hand. And sometimes it's because people have a hard time letting go of things. But I imagine often it's just people are just too busy to deal with it. But my guess is that there's probably an element of guilt or, you know, shame. Or do you find that people apologize for their mess when you come over?
All the time. But I'm always assuring my clients that it's okay. It's totally okay. I wasn't always the organized person that I'm now. So I mm-hmm. can see myself reflect in them. When you said all the time, oh, sorry, this is not how it's supposed to be. And you're apologizing all the time. But it's okay. It's okay. And I'm there to help them out to see what is important for them and what they want from this space. Because that's one of the most important things when you want to organize one space is to see what vision you have for that space. For example, if you're going to set up an office, what do you want from that office? Do you want to be creative? Do you want to be productive? So all those things are going to come up in place. So with that vision in mind, you're going to be able to let go more easily of things and give the place just for the important things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very good way to approach when people are so guilty with their spaces, because everybody is so busy that No, we don't always have the time to go to those places and keep them the way that we want because we have other things to do in life.
Yeah. Or we don't have the skill. I'll be honest for myself is I don't necessarily know how to get something set up, but once it is set up, I am really good at maintaining it. So it's a skill level. We can't all be good at everything. And this is something you in particular are good at and are willing to share that with other people.
Exactly. And the other thing is that I help people to have a new system, but a system that works for them, because my system is not going to work for you. So I have to ask you key questions so that way I can know what is going to work for you.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do you have, I must admit, when we started doing a little more research together, I went on your Facebook page and your website, and I was looking at a couple articles, and one of the articles I came across, I love the tips that you give. So anyone wanting to get organized, I mean, you're often putting out wonderful tips there. I read one of the articles and I loved what it said was, instead of going through your stuff looking for what you want to get rid of, because that's hard, because most of it you don't really want to get rid of, you want to use in some way. It talked about instead gather up all the things of, say, one category, choose what you really want to keep, and just release the rest. And so that, to me, the whole focus was on the positive of what you really love and want to keep, and just really as opposed to what you want to get rid of. But you just release the rest and the rest of it and have it go and be useful to somebody else.
Exactly. That's a very good way to do things, even with kids, because sometimes they don't want to let go of anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if they put everything together, they're going to see how many things they have. So they're going to realize right there that they don't need everything. So they can keep what they enjoy the most. And that applies for kids, for adults, for seniors, for teenagers. That applies for everybody.
That's fantastic. So Rosa, we're going to take a short break right now. And I'm going to invite you back after, because I want to talk a little bit more. I want to learn more about what you do with helping people to move. That sounds like just amazing, because that's quite an arduous job. And kind of what makes you different than other organizers and companies that are out there. So I'll ask people to stay tuned, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
For over 20 years, Medical Mercy Canada has been providing education and skills, health care, and basic needs to refugees along the Burmese borders and impoverished villagers in Ukraine and Nepal. Each year, our volunteers return to those countries, supporting clinics, small hospitals, orphanages, and schools, improving the quality of life for the overlooked, impoverished, and forgotten. Visit medicalmercycanada.org to learn how you can help.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here talking with my friend Rosa, who is a professional organizer and moving expert. Before the break, we learned how she realized that her health was starting to give her some grief, and that part of that problem was that she wasn't following her passion and living her dreams. And she realized that one of the things she was very good at was helping other people organize their spaces. And she decided to create her own business called Neat to the Bone. And ever since, she's been having a wonderful time and has been of wonderful service to others. So I wanted to have her on the show here so that we can get some tips of the trade and learn more about professional organizing, how it can help us, and also about moving. So we talked more about the organizing before the break, but now I'd like Rosa to welcome you back and hear a bit more about how do you help people with moving? What makes you a moving expert?
Well, in my experience, I've been moving quite a lot, 13 times to be exactly.
13?
So, yes.
Fantastic. Wow. You are definitely an expert.
So, and a couple of those was changing countries. So it has been quite an experience, quite a learning experience. So I decide that if I want to do something that I'm good at, it has to also help people to have a better quality of an experience. Because if you mention the word moving, that alone makes people feel stressed, overwhelmed, and they feel tired right away without starting. So I decided that I can put my expertise in practice and help other people to feel more confident when the time of moving arrives. And because I've been moving myself with 3 kids, I know how difficult it can be, especially for young mothers, especially for women, because I find out that we are the one in charge to do that more. So I came across a lot of women that were doing the moving by themselves. The husband was working or traveling even, and they were by themselves with a full house to pack, kids, and all the normal routine. So the way that I help them is to set a system in place so they know exactly what they're going to take to their new space. So that way they're not going to end up with unopened boxes in the new space. Because all of us have a lot of those boxes that end up in several houses, and we don't know what exactly is inside of the box until
they just sit there as mystery. You don't want to throw them out because you think there's something valuable, but you also don't want to take the time to go through them. I'm speaking from experience, and I think for many people.
Exactly. So that way, what I do for my clients is that before sometimes they put the house in the market, we go space by space, and they decide at that moment what they're going to take and what they're not going to take with them. So whatever is left, we organize it, we set up the staging of the house, and after, when the house is sold, we packed everything. And in the new space, I unpack everything for them, and I put all the system in place so they have a new beginning and they don't have to worry about the packing, the unpacking, and all that. I do it for them.
That's fantastic. So would you, now that I can see that within a city, in the same city, but if somebody's obviously moving a long distance away, you at least set them up with a system, or do you actually fly to other cities and unpack for them?
No, I do that here, but at least they know, and they can go with a lot of education to the new space.
Excellent.
Because what I do is that I give them a lot of education through the whole process. So in the new space, they're going to know what to do. And
Excellent.
That's the first thing. And also, if they're moving to another city, with my help, they're going to have more time to enjoy the last couple of months or weeks in the city, the last time with their friends. They're going to be able to enjoy the last weeks.
So sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
There's I can really see the value in that, because so often we get stressed and it's too hard to sort ahead of time when we're on our own, and we just pack up everything and we'll sort it at the other end, but that becomes a very arduous job. So I love the fact that you help and use the word systems, because a system, you automatically, your brain thinks of things running smoothly.
Yeah.
Now what makes you, so this is because you can have moving companies move in and just pack you up and send you on your way. So I think you've already touched base on it, but do you want to highlight a little bit more kind of the difference between a regular moving company and what you would do?
Well, my service is way more personal. In my experience, I have hired moving companies, and they just came and put everything in a box, and then you end up not knowing what exactly goes in those boxes.
Exactly.
In my case, what I do is I have a system to label everything, so not only they're going to know what exactly goes in those boxes, but everybody that came across to those boxes, they're going to know where exactly those boxes go.
Mm-hmm.
Because many times I end up with boxes that goes in my kids' room, and I end up with those boxes in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like twice the amount of energy that I have to use moving everything together inside of the house to go to the right place.
Exactly. And because quite often, not everything from one house to the next, houses are different. So kitchen is kind of obvious what's going to go in kids' rooms, but other things can be quite different. I know during one of my moves, if I can share this, is I kept wandering around the house as they're bringing things in and finding boxes in the wrong space. So I made it my job to stand at the front door, and every box that came in, I looked at, and then I directed them to the right room, so that there was no question about it. So having a system, I know, is so important.
Exactly. And the other thing is that if they know the new space, how it's going to look like, I can plan the space for them. So they're going to know exactly how and where to put things in the new place. So if I'm not there, at least that is going to be a guide for them in how to start to put things together again.
Oh, wonderful. Because it also mentioned that you also do some house staging. Because organizing and setting things up, that's the same thing. So if somebody's moving, not only are you getting, or you're giving them advice on and help on organizing, you could help them stage their house so it looks, because a uncluttered, nicely laid out house sells faster and for more money quite often. So I imagine just you transfer that to the other end when they're arriving, you can help them figure out how they're going to organize that new house. So
exactly.
It's beautiful. Now, we don't have too much time left here, so I want to make sure I touch base on just a couple other specialties that I picked up on. What I realized too is that because you have actually moved countries, I would imagine you'd be a wonderful asset. Like, that seems like a very daunting task, is if you're going to move from country to country, you would be a wonderful resource to consult for that.
Yes, I have experience.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The other thing that I want to let everybody know, that it's very, very important that if you're moving, it's a wonderful idea to set up a box that you can put aside, and let's say 4 days before moving, you put this box in your car, so it's not going to be lost. And there you have to put the essential things. So like toilet paper, toothbrushes, first aid, trash bag, scissors, wipes, paper towel, paper plates, cup, disposable silverware, and the coffee maker. You need coffee when you.
I know, judging by your email, I noticed that you must love coffee.
Yes, I do.
Yes. What a great tip. So have all the essentials, like a camp out essential emergency pack. I've also heard that you could throw in things like the TV clickers all in one container and drive it in your car, because they always seem to go missing in moves.
Exactly. You need that. You need batteries. You need, I have a list of things that you cannot not miss.
Because that's fantastic.
Those are the first thing you, when you open your house, there is a couple things that you're going to need first. And in that box, you can put all together and put it in the car, because sometimes, even though you have that set up, the movers can mistakenly take that box and put it on the truck. And you don't want that.
That's a smart tip. Well, Rosa, we're out of time. I'd love to keep hearing more ideas, but we'll have to do that in the future sometime. But can you just share with all the guests that are listening, how do they reach you? How do they contact you if they're interested in hiring you for a move?
Or
just to organize at their house, either.
Yes, they can go to my webpage. It's www.meettothebone.ca, or they can email me at organizer@meettothebone.ca, or call me at 587-435-3464.
Excellent. And we'll have this posted on the website as well for people to see. So thank you, Rosa. It's been wonderful talking to you. And I actually look forward to us working together because I'm in the middle of a house purging and I know you're going to come over and help me. So in the future, I think what we'll have to do is write a bit of a blog or a story on what my experiences are and some of the tips that I learned. So I look forward to connecting very soon with you.
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, Rosa.
Bye, thank you.
Are you ready to embrace fabulous? Joanne wants to hear from you. Contact her at joanne@fabulousat50.com to find out more. Thanks for listening to JoJo's View. Have a fabulous day.